It's Tuesday, January 30th, 2024, and I'm Dave Sobel. Four things to know today. An MIT study shows that AI deployment costs keep human workers more economical for now. The rising costs of cybersecurity, the average attack response exceeds $5 million. AWS supports the SMB market, introducing a new specialized partner competency. And a German study confirms decline in Google search quality due to SEO spam. This is the Business of Tech.
Canva presents unexplained appearances. It was an ordinary workday until...
That presentation appeared out of thin air.
Also, it's eerily on brand.
Wait, did that agenda just write itself?
Words appear, making this unexplainable case...
Unexplainable? It's Canva's AI tools.
I can generate slides and words in seconds.
Really? The real mystery is why I'm only learning this now.
Canva.com. Designed for work.
According to a study by MIT, the cost of deploying artificial intelligence technology currently makes it more economical for employers to keep human workers. The study focused on tasks that rely on computer vision and found that only 23% of workers' wages for such jobs could be cost-effectively replaced by AI. The researchers predict that even with a 20% drop in cost per year, computer vision tasks that would still take decades to become economically efficient. While AI excels at recognizing patterns and analyzing images, it comes with hefty installation and maintenance costs and needs help with tasks that require intuition and implicit knowledge. Industries like banking, marketing, retail, legal services, transportation, and healthcare are prime candidates for increased automation, but the narrative of machines stealing jobs seems exaggerated for now. A study published by Cognizant predicts that AI could contribute about $1 trillion to the U.S. economy in the next decade. However, this growth comes at the cost of job losses, with an estimated 9% of employees related to the U.S. economy expected to lose their jobs in the next 10 years. The adoption of AI in U.S. companies is projected to increase from 13% to 50% over the next 20 years, impacting various job sectors such as credit analysis, computer programming, data administration, and graphic design. CEADAR, the Irish Research Center for Applied AI, is developing an early warning system for severe flooding in Ireland. Using data from the European Space Agency's Sentinel-1 satellite, researchers have created an AI model to predict future floods and provide early detection to at-risk communities. The project aims to limit damage by allowing local authorities to implement emergency measures. The data collected from Storm Babette in County Cork will help refine the model and improve its accuracy. The project has significant implications for flood-prone areas and is funded by the Irish Department of Enterprise, Trade, and Employment. Why do we care? For now, AI is not a universal replacement for human labor, but rather a complementary tool. IT services firms can leverage this insight by focusing on hybrid models that effectively combine AI with human expertise, particularly in industries where AI cannot match humans' intuition and implicit knowledge. This is where the value is. Consider the example. Using AI to provide better insights for human analysts is the kind of use case to explore AI applications and could be in other critical areas like climate change mitigation, environmental monitoring, and emergency response systems, or beyond. Microsoft wasn't alone in being targeted by the SolarWinds hackers. Hewlett-Packard Enterprise has disclosed that suspected Russian hackers known as Midnight Blizzard breached their Microsoft Office 365 email environment, gaining access to data from their cybersecurity team and other departments. The breach is believed to be related to a previous breach in May 2023, and HPE is working with external cybersecurity experts and law enforcement to investigate the incident. HPE has filed a Form 8K with the Securities and Exchange Commission to notify about the breach, but there has been no operational impact on their business. AI startup Anthropic confirms a data leak caused by human error, where a contractor inadvertently sent a file containing non-sensitive customer information to a third party. The leaked information included a subset of customer names and open credit balances. Anthropic states that the breach was isolated and unrelated to an ongoing FTC probe. Customers are advised to be cautious of suspicious communications while the company provides support. The leak raises concerns about proprietary data security when using third-party language models. Anthropic's relationship with AWS and Google are under scrutiny by regulators. A report by Barracuda Networks reveals that the average cost of responding to cyber attacks exceeded $5 million in 2023, with an average attack cost of $2.9 million. Forced system downtime and availability problems resulted in an average revenue loss of $2.36 million. Additionally, the report highlights that it takes hackers approximately 6 hours to exploit a vulnerability, while IT security teams require 427 hours to investigate and address a successful phishing attack. The number of ransomware victims paying ransom demands has dropped to a record low of 29% in the final quarter of 2023. This trend is attributed to better preparedness by organizations, lack of trust toward cybercriminals, and legal pressure against paying ransoms. The dollar amounts of ransom payments has also decreased, with an average of $568,705 and a medium of $200,000 in Q4 2023. The FBI has issued a warning about tech support scams using couriers to collect money and valuables from victims. Scammers impersonate tech support workers, government officials, technology companies, or financial institution employees to convince victims to liquidate their assets. Victims are coerced into converting their assets into cash or precious metals, which couriers then collect. The FBI advises individuals to be cautious and not send valuables to unknown individuals or share personal information. Victims are urged to report scams to the FBI and provide as much information as possible. A team of security researchers has discovered a flaw in Microsoft's Azure pipelines that could allow hackers to inject malicious code into open-source projects. The vulnerability has a severity rating of 7.3 and could give hackers elevated access to an organization's networks and could impact over 70,000 open-source projects. Microsoft has released a patch, but the issue still affects code hosted on on-prem versions of Azure pipelines. This highlights the importance of supply chain security and securing open source code. Why do we care? Those Midnight Blizzard people get around. There's a lot tactical today. Focus on training and awareness programs for employees and contractors. Emphasize robust email security solutions. Assess the security and privacy practices of partners and vendors. Provide comprehensive ransomware defense solutions. Promote best data backup and disaster recovery practices. And offer educational resources and training to clients and the community. Prioritize the security of development and deployment pipelines and include regular vulnerability assessments and promptly apply patches. Two trends I did want to note. Ransoms are not being paid as much, and operators have adjusted their tactics. Kudos on using couriers. I wouldn't have thought of that one. Amazon Web Services has introduced a small and medium business competency to highlight partners best positioned to deliver services and support to that customer base. SMB competency partners will offer a range of offerings including migration, security, storage, AI, accounting, and customer service. AWS is supporting the competency with marketing campaigns and third-party research. Why do we care? This is super tactical, yet I didn't want to miss it. AWS is courting SMBs and providers. The SMB competency creates opportunities for IT services providers to partner with AWS and gain recognition as specialists serving the SMB market. This competency can be a differentiator, enhancing credibility and visibility among potential clients. I leave it up to you to judge if it suits your organization. And yes, Google results are getting worse. A year-long study by German researchers reveals that Google Search has been infiltrated by low-quality SEO spam. The study examined search results for product review terms across Google, Bing, and DuckDuckGo, and found that higher-ranked pages are more optimized and monetized with affiliate marketing, including lower text quality. The researchers also observed a constant battle between spam sites and search engines, with spam sites finding ways to manipulate rankings. They warn that the rise of AI-generated spam poses a significant threat to search engines. The study highlights the role of search engine optimization in the deterioration of search quality and the potential for search engines to become less usable. Why do we care? Well, now you can answer your customers when they ask.
Welcome to the Canva guided meditation for stress at work. Impending deadline? Generate Canva presentations in seconds.
So fast.
Brainstorm got too big? Ooh. Summarize with AI in a click. Writer's block? Release with Canva Magic Write.
Magical.
Stress less and save time at canva.com. Designed for work.
Thanks for listening. Today is National Plan for Vacation Day. Really, so start dreaming up where you're going. Got a comment, a question, a thought on a story? Put it in the comments if you're on YouTube, or reach out on LinkedIn if you're listening to the podcast. I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines, posted at businessof.tech. If you like the content, please make sure to hit that like button and follow or subscribe. It's free and easy and the best way to support the show and help us grow. You can also check out our Patreon, where you can join the Business of Tech community at patreon.com/MSPradio, or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. Finally, if you're interested in advertising on the show, visit MSPradio.com/engage. Once again, thanks for listening to me, and I will talk to you again on our next episode of The Business of Tech.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.